Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement to Net podcast for Monday, September 25th, 2006. A beautiful fall morning here in Pennsylvania where we prepare this from. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We want this message to encourage you today. The title is Disruptive Diotrephes, and the scripture text is 3 John, verse 9.
I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to be first, will have nothing to do with us.
We have both a cat and a dog. We've had our cat Dottie for over 5 years now, and she clearly runs the house and easily has her much larger 2-year-old dog Roxy under her control. If Dottie chooses to lie down on Roxy's pillow, so be it. Roxy will lie down beside her, watching timidly until Dottie decides to get up and leave.
But Dottie likes to find creative new places to lie down. If Stephen drapes his jacket over the couch, she has to check it out. I suppose she's assessing whether it might be just a bit more comfortable than all the other familiar places. On Saturday afternoon, I came into our home office, and there was Dottie lying right across the laptop keyboard. Perhaps the keys have a therapeutic, comforting effect on her back as she was sleeping soundly. And Stephen adds this thought that he imagines that if he were able to lie down on a 6.5-foot keyboard, it might be rather comfortable in a strange sort of way.
Well, beginning Saturday evening, I noticed several problems with the laptop. The screen was dark and the wireless would not work. Initially, I made no association with the problems and Dottie's lying on the computer, so I spent several hours troubleshooting the problem to my great frustration. Finally, yesterday afternoon, I discovered that the problem was related to Dottie's siesta on the keyboard. She had hit several key combinations, disrupting the computer and turning off the wireless internet. Now, Dottie is just a cat, and I'm sure she wasn't trying to be disruptive. That's not always the case with people who really should know better.
Diotrephes is one of those interesting Bible characters who remind us that the early church had problem people, just like churches in our own day and throughout the generations. But he was a real corker. His character is summed up in the phrase, "He loves to be first." Apparently, he never learned the childhood concept expressed in the simple acronym JOY, J-O-Y, stands for Jesus, Others, and You.
There are four rather obscure Bible characters whose names begin with D, and Diotrephes is one of them. In the passage, the beloved Apostle John goes on to say, "So if I come, I will call attention to what he is doing, gossiping maliciously about us." Not satisfied with that, he refuses to welcome the brothers. He also stops those who want to do so and puts them out of the church. The descriptive adjective for this Bible character is disruptive Diotrephes. Now, I have dealt with some troubled people through the years and a few real troublemakers as well. But really, no one at all like this Diotrephes.
Well, I sure don't want to be like disruptive Diotrephes, but I'd rather follow the example of dedicated Demetrius. This is another obscure Bible character whose story is told in 3 John as well. In verse 12, it says, "Demetrius is well spoken of by everyone, and even by the truth itself. We also speak well of him, and you know that our testimony is true." Let's pray together. Father, I desire to honor you as I develop and maintain healthy relationships with others in the body of Christ. Help me to resist the temptation to always be first as I put to death my selfish nature. I want to apply your love and grace toward others, especially in matters where I lack understanding or where I may express myself differently than those who have authority over me. Remind me to be quick to pray and slow to criticize, so that I do not disrupt the work of the Holy Spirit in my life or in the life of the church. Amen.
Amen. Bit of a different message today. We do have a photo up of our dog and cat on the pillow. You can see in the photo my dog does not look very comfortable. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net, and this and other photos I mentioned today are on that site. The other couple photos relate to a wonderful time we had Saturday afternoon at our home when we had a neighborhood picnic, and folks up and down our country lane came and shared a meal together, and then the photos show us out in our driveway just sharing around a circle of the Lord's work in our lives. Many of our neighbors are Christians, not necessarily all of them, but it was great to get together and share. Brooksine has a final note to share as well regarding that acronym, JOY.
Well, when we talk about joy, I think of a song that I used to sing with the children many years, Children's Church or Sunday School. And it has a great message. It's worth memorizing. And it is also really could just be a poem that you share with your children or grandchildren. And so it goes like this. Part of the song says, J is for Jesus, for he has first place. O is for others you meet face to face. Y is for you in whatever you do. Put yourself last and spell joy.
And we'll end our message with that thought. Don't be a disruptive Diotrephes, but be a dedicated Demetrius, and experience, as you put Jesus first, real joy.